Welcome everyone to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. It is an exciting time with school getting ready to start. This week, teachers officially return to their buildings to participate in professional development and to set up their classrooms. I visited Edgemont Elementary, where I was able to visit with two brand new teachers getting ready to start their first year of teaching. You won't want to miss hearing from them and seeing their excitement to begin the school year. And as a side note, we're going to be following them throughout the whole school year to see how their first year goes and how great it is to be in Provo City School District. But first, we need to share our updates. Please look for information coming from your individual schools regarding back-to-school events and other important updates. You can also visit the school's website and social media handles for more information. They are sharing information about back-to-school nights, orientation evenings, meet the teachers, testing, everything that you want to know. Make sure you're checking out those websites to get that information. The next school board meeting will be a study session and business meeting on Tuesday, August 13th. The study session begins at 4:20 p.m. in Boardroom 1 at the district office, and the business meeting begins at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Professional Development Center. Both meetings are open to the public, and public comment is welcome at the business meeting. I will continue to send out a weekly video cast from me with information about work happening throughout the district. This year, these video casts will be sent out every Monday morning. Don't forget that the first day of school is Tuesday, August 13th, and elementary schools will all be on an early dismissal schedule the entire week. I am here with Ms. Amasquita, who is a kindergarten teacher at Edgemont Elementary, and she is a first-year teacher, and we are going to be following her throughout the school year to talk about kind of what it's like to be a first-year teacher in Provo City School District. Welcome to Provo!
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to get the year started and just be here for the students and learn a lot with them as well.
So describe for us, because I see a lot of things in this classroom, and since people are just listening, tell us a little bit about how you set up your classroom, why you set it up in the way that you do, and kind of the thought process that goes into making this a really great learning environment for the littles.
I've always known the walls and everything on them are really important for students and what they can reference. So I've been paying a lot of attention to my walls and making sure they have the alphabet and number line on display, as well as the daily schedule and learning targets and just a lot of good references for them around the walls. And then when it came to like my desks and the way that they're set up, I wanted to make sure that they have enough room for themselves and are close enough to the board and everything there so they have good visibility. And just making sure that everything looks neat and organized and that there's a lot of things that they can access close to them in a simple way.
It does look very colorful and very neat and organized. You have done an exceptional job. And a part of this, too, is like kindergartners need a lot of procedures, right? Like we have to really teach them how to do that. Talk about like what your first day is going to look like, because they're going to come in and have no idea what to do. So how do you do that? Because I'm clueless. I'm a high school teacher, so I don't know. And these little kiddos are going to be 5 years old. So tell us how you do that.
Yes, so once we get to know each other a little bit, I definitely want to focus on helping them to learn the procedures and what the expectations are. I don't want to make it anything scary for them, but just be like, hey guys, these are some really important things that we're going to learn so that we can have fun and have everything in order. And so I'm hoping to just explain step by step very clearly the procedures and, you know, maybe model it for them, give them a chance to practice. I know that as we're practicing, we're going to see some adjustments we need to make. And so we can just, you know, stop where we are, try it again, but do it all in a very positive way because all of these things are very new to them. So I'm definitely going to be very caring and supportive and patient and show enthusiasm behind these procedures so that they can also feel that. But yeah, I don't want to do all procedures all at once, so we're going to break them up in the first week and second week, the ones that are left for us to practice. But we're definitely going to do a lot of practicing and modeling and step-by-step procedures.
That's awesome.
Things like lining up, going to the bathroom, washing your hands, going to lunch, which is very important for kids. Yes. Just tell us a little bit about your background and what made you want to become a teacher. So what was that point where you're like, yes, this is for me? And why elementary school and in particular, why kindergarten?
Yes. So I grew up in the Houston area in Texas, and my parents, they were a little bit involved with my education, but not as much. And so I really appreciated all my teachers growing up, especially my elementary school teachers, that would just give me a lot of praise and helped me discover that I was smart and capable. And they made me feel like I was their favorite student, even though I'm sure they had, everyone was their favorite. But just looking back at those memories where they were so supportive and caring, and I had other role models to look at, you know, aside from my parents, like all of that shaped me. And I, you know, grew up and became a very like strong student. And then my teachers helped me to get into college and all of that. And so I've always appreciated that in my life, looking back. That kind of helped me to have a desire to be a teacher and help shape students' life just the way that mine was shaped. But I honestly was going to go into a different career path in college. But then I just hit a point where I was like, is this something I'm actually passionate about? And I decided, no, I have to keep looking. And that's when being a teacher came into my mind. And I was like, that would be something I'm really passionate about. I love working with children and I love being a leader and teaching. And so that helped me decide, like, I want to be a teacher and I want to teach the younger grade. Kinder was a really good spot for me because I have experience in first grade and I really enjoyed that. And I got to see a little bit of shadowing from a kindergarten teacher and I really liked what I saw and I decided to go for it.
I can imagine some parents being really nervous, especially if it's their first child, they're going to send them to kindergarten all day. What kinds of things would you tell their parents to just put them at ease and help them know that it's okay, we're going to take really good care of your littles while they're here? Like, what would you want them to know?
I would want them to know that I am aware of those fears that my students may have. I want them to know that I am aware and that I am here to support and care for their children as best as I can. Like, I want them to know that I'm not just here because it's a job, but it's because it's something I truly enjoy and I have a passion for working with their children. And so I'm going to put a lot of just care into my interactions with their children. And so I want that to help them be at ease. And I just want them to know that we're going to take things a step at a time, that their children are not going to be bombarded with everything at once, but that we're going to learn step by step, little by little, with a lot of patience, and that we're all in it together. We're going to build relationships like students with myself, but also student with student, so that their students can feel very comfortable and safe in our classroom. Like, that's something that I want to help them do, like starting day one and moving forward.
Tell me a little bit about what you're most excited about as a brand new teacher.
I am very excited to build relationships with my students and just see the difference that can make in their academic performance, because I'm a strong believer in the fact that we're building relationships with them and getting to know them on a one-on-one level. I truly believe that will help them academically and that will help them to enjoy their time in the classroom and their time learning, and it'll help with behavior and classroom management and all of that. So I'm excited to see how those relationships that we build will just help make the classroom a place they want to be and they will be excited to learn.
What are some things you're nervous about?
I'm a little nervous just to make mistakes because it is my first year teaching. And so I know that there will be some small mistakes here and there, but I want to just seek for help as much as I needed. I don't want to be nervous to do that. Like, I have a great team of other kindergarten teachers that are very supportive, and as well as the administration here that is very supportive. So rather than focusing on that fear of making mistakes, I want to reach out to people who I know have more experience and can help me and can guide me as long as I'm putting in that effort.
Tell us a little bit about new teacher orientation last week. Did you attend that? And what did you find helpful about that? What do you wish we had done for that that we didn't do that you're just like, man, this would have been actually a little more helpful. I wish I got more of that so that we can continue to make that better for our new teachers.
Yes, I did attend the new teacher orientation last week, and I found it to be very helpful and beneficial. I liked how there was two aspects to it. There was the one where, you know, we're all in the auditorium, hearing from our leaders, hearing the ways that they can support us, and I really appreciated that. And then the other part I feel like was working with our coworkers here from my school and diving into just remembering the important things that make a lesson, just remembering the important things that I should cover within the first week of school as far as procedures and class management and how to help students' behaviors and all of that. So I'm really grateful that we got both aspects of that. I especially appreciated working with my team on a close level because it helped us to just remember all those things that are important for teaching and bounce ideas off each other. And I appreciated that we had time to get started on procedures and what we want those to look like. Having more time to do that would have been great. I feel like that's the only thing that I can think of, just more like work time for us to plan out procedures, for us to plan out different class management things. But I honestly can't think of too much. I really enjoyed everything that was there for us last week.
That makes my heart really happy. So I'm glad to hear that. And I hope if you think of other things throughout the year that you're like, wow, this was something I needed to know that I had no idea was going to come at me. I would love to have that feedback so we could front load and support our teachers better. We do have an instructional coach in the building. How do you plan to use the instructional coach to help you in day-to-day or just your overall teaching career, developing yourself as a professional? What do you hope that person will be able to do for you?
I'm hoping that that person can be open to just helping me with my questions. I'm one of those people that just has a lot of questions whenever I'm entering something new that I haven't tried out as much before. And so as long as she's just open and willing to help me with those questions, that will be very helpful. And checking up on me every so often just to see if there's anything that I'm struggling with or would like more direction or guidance in. But she's already doing a great job with that, and I'm sure we can continue to have like meetings one-on-one where we can just talk and see if anything else is coming up. And she's also been providing a lot of good resources for us as new teachers. And if she wants to continue that, that would be amazing and very helpful. So those are my hopes for an instructional coach.
What are some things that I can do for you as a new teacher, as a superintendent? As you're looking at things, and maybe you can't even anticipate it yet, but I'm hoping to find out how I can support our new teachers better. What are some things that you would hope from a superintendent?
So it is my first time working with a superintendent that closely, but if we're able to have like a few of us teachers, not just maybe one, but a few of us teachers have meetings with you like every so often, however often that might be, but just have a meeting with you, a group of us, and see if there's anything that we have questions or concerns about. I don't expect this to be very often, but you know, just like,
I do appreciate everybody thinks I'm really busy. That's good.
But just like being so close to you in that new teacher orientation was great for any questions or concerns, and seeing you like a few months from now and having a meeting with a group of us might also be helpful just to hear from you and get more of that enthusiasm that you have really helps us with ours as well.
Yeah, I will always pump you up no matter what. If you ever need that, you just let me know. You can text me, you can email me, whatever it is. I'll be here in a heartbeat. So tell me what you're most hopeful for as the school year starts and that you're looking forward to.
I'm hopeful for parent support. I know that in some classrooms, you know, parents come in once a week or once every other week and help out with little tasks or even help with teaching students a small thing that they're learning that week. And having that support or just having them offer help would be incredible. So I'm excited to see our parents and how they step in if that's what they want to do. I would be very grateful for that.
Our Edgemont parents are awesome. They're very connected to the community and to the school, and they care a ton about the education of their kids. So I think you're going to find a lot of support with that. So, well, I'm excited. I hope I can see you maybe on the first day of school. I might swing by and just give a little wave. I promise I won't make things too intimidating or anything, but we're going to try to get out to all of the schools and just pop into a few places. So I just want to wish you the best of luck as you finish out this week and start school next Tuesday.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited and I appreciate all your support.
So I am here with Janessa Castaneda. She is a fifth grade teacher at Edgemont Elementary and a first year teacher. And I'm so excited. We're going to be following you all year.
I'm so excited too. It's been an honor to be in Provo School District, and so excited to meet you as well. You're wonderful, so thank you.
I'm feeling pretty good. This is amazing. So I want you to describe a little bit what your classroom looks like, because when I walk in, this is a very inviting space. Like, the colors are beautiful. Everything is organized. Talk to me about what thoughts go into your mind about why you organize your room in a specific way, how much time it takes. I would love for our parents and our community to know how much effort you put into making this space look so welcoming. I'm so excited to have kids come in here.
Thank you. So that's one of the first things I was so excited about. I get to create my own classroom and have my own space. Yeah, finally. Hallelujah. And I thank you so much. I try really hard to make it a welcoming space. I try to choose colors that are inviting and welcoming, but also I have like an affirmation station because I want my children to come in and know that they are enough and they're strong and they're worthy and all those wonderful things. So I want them to see that very first thing in the morning. And I have lots of positive affirmations around the rooms and quotes from very important individuals from history so that they can have them to look up to. So I just try to make sure every corner of my room is just somewhere where the kids can feel welcome, they feel motivated, and they feel like they can be themselves here.
You can actually feel that when you walk in the room. It's pretty incredible. And as you look around, you really do see all of that love really just kind of emanating. So it's pretty incredible. What made you want to be a teacher? And what are you most excited about at Edgemont Elementary being here? What's getting you stoked for this upcoming year?
My why into teaching is when I was growing up in elementary school, kindergarten, I walked in the very first day and I ran to the principal. I had no idea who he was. And he goes, "Hi, Janessa, how are you?" And my mind was blown. I was like, he knows my name. He knows I'm here. And just having that feeling and being seen was so important to me. And that's why I became a teacher, because I want kids to feel seen. I want them to feel like I am here and I'm here looking for them and making sure they have a good time. And in regards to Edgemont, everybody here has been absolutely so kind, so helpful. Again, as a first-year teacher, I'm like, how do I run the copy machine? And someone's right there. Oh, you do this, this, and this. And so it's been amazing having that support from them and being part of such an amazing teaching community.
Be amazed at how much of our time gets taken up by learning just logistics of our job, like the copy machine and how do I get a Diet Coke and how do I, you know, what does that look like, right? These are important things that we have to worry about. So tell me what you're most excited about starting this school year. Like in the next coming weeks, what are you the most excited about?
I'm so excited to foster those relationships with my future students. They're finally here. I have the desk all out for them. Just getting to know them one-on-one, I think, will bring such a light into my classroom because they have their own unique personalities. I'm excited for the classroom jokes to be coming in. So establishing those with my kids. I'm also excited just to see what they're interested in and see how I can incorporate that into my teaching and make sure that my lessons are something that they are looking forward to.
You mentioned something that's super important, which is about knowing something about each kid and how that helps you really personalize the learning. I think people don't realize how much teachers take that into account. And when you see something and you're like, oh, John is going to love this. I am totally, and you're like so excited to share it with them. I wish people knew like how giddy we get about those kinds of things. So tell me what you're maybe a little bit more nervous about.
Well, there's a lot, but I think right now, so I've never seen a first week of school. I've always jumped in the following week. So just kind of figuring out, like, what icebreaker game should I do? How can I make everybody feel welcome? When should I start introducing the math lessons? And so just kind of introducing that all to the children, I'm a little nervous about. But again, wonderful community. I've asked my team members, I'm like, so does this seem like a good activity? And they're like, oh, yeah, do that. Or they're like, maybe tweak this a little bit. So just this first week, getting the jitters out and making sure that the kids feel welcome and that they understand how things will be run.
And a lot of that's going to be a lot of procedures for the kids too. Granted, they've been in school before, so they'll be a little more familiar with it. It's a little harder if you have kindergartners or they're brand new or that kind of thing. So I love hearing that your teammates are being helpful and that you're asking questions and asking for that help and they're being so responsive. This makes me really happy to hear that. Tell me a little bit about the new teacher orientation. Did you go to that last week?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I saw you there. I just wanted to make sure. I was pretty sure. Tell me what things about that were helpful and what things you wish we had done more of so that we can take that feedback and make it even better for new teachers.
So yeah, I loved the trainings last week. When you walked in, there was just such an infectious energy, and it was so fun to see all the incoming new teachers and be like, oh, what school are you at? Oh, that's so wonderful. You'd be great. And so I feel like that was, I mean, it wasn't probably intentional, but like just the times that we were able to talk with each other and be like, oh, like, how are you? And so building relationships with people who might not even be at my school was amazing. The welcome speeches were wonderful. You were wonderful. I was like, I need to be her when I grow up. So that was really good. And then having there were different teachers actually who were introducing different programs. I think that was really unique in that they were teachers and one of them's actually at Edgemont. And so I was like, wait, I think I know you. And it turns out she was the one doing the training. So I think having real-time teachers doing that was really impactful to be like, oh, that's videos from her classroom. So I know like what this looks like in practice. So I think that was really helpful. I don't know. I don't have any like other notes. You guys were wonderful. So yeah, sorry.
No, that's fantastic. I think that's great to hear too, that I think we forget how much teachers like to hear from their peers and like to see what's actually being implemented and that you can do this. It's a lot harder sometimes when it's someone who's been out of the classroom for 15 years trying to tell you how to do your job and you're like, are you sure? So that's good to hear because that's the feedback we get a lot of. So have you met your instructional coach that works here at Edgemont? And how do you see that person supporting you and helping you as a teacher?
So yes, I have met her. Shout out to Amanda Phillips. She's been wonderful. So she's been so great. She goes, here's my number. Any questions, text me. And I have texted her quite a bit because a few things, I'm like, does this go to surplus? Do I need this? Is this my book? And so she's just been so great at being so responsive. And even if she can't help me right in that moment, she will get back to me and be like, okay, I can help you at this time tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, perfect. And so we have it in our calendar. And so she has just been so great at being so organized and doing so many different things. So she has been really good. I can see her as a very valuable resource in the future.
Having an instructional coach at each building is new for Provo City School District. So I'm super excited. And so I'm curious to see how people are going to respond to this. And I really do hope it ends up being the support that I envision it being and that we want it to be. So I'll keep asking you about that and seeing how we can keep making that better. If there's something I can do as a superintendent, what kinds of support and things could I do to help you as a new teacher so that you're like, yes, I love Provo. I want to stay here. I love this school. I love the kids in this community that I'm working in. What can I do for you?
I will first say, I think you're doing a lot already, so you're doing great. Give yourself a pat on the back. I think wanting to go to classroom and like introducing yourself to people and meeting them is so important and impactful. I remember you said that actually at new teacher orientation, like you guys might see me around. I was like, they do that? She cares that much? So I think just fostering those relationships has been great. I know you're fighting for a lot of things for the teachers, and I think you talked about like increased pay and like talking about how Utah is like number two in education, which is wonderful. So go Utah. So I just think being aware of like, oh, like here's like the progress we made. It's wonderful. And like keep pushing for excellence that way, but also acknowledging saying, oh, like we have this area to work in. We can do it. We got it. And so I just think the positive attitude has been very important and to keep that, I guess.
I'll keep that energy and enthusiasm up. If you are ever having a down day, I'm here for you. I got your back. So, okay. Well, it's so nice to talk with you. And I'll probably be here on the first day of school. I'll probably swing by and just wave. Don't get too intimidated or anything. I'll just say hello and check in on you. Make sure you're doing all right. I'm excited to be kind of tracking what our first year teachers go through and hoping that you have an amazing experience.
Thank you. I'm excited to see you on the first day. And yeah, here's to the first year of school. Woohoo!
Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. Please join me again next week for another all-new episode of What's Up with the Soup. See you next time. Have a great weekend, everyone.